In China, a composer has put a new spin on a famous opera. Since the 1920s, opera buffs have puzzled over how the Italian composer Giacomo Puccini meant to end Turandot. Puccini died before he could finish writing the music. He left only sheets of sketches for the ending, along with instructions that the opera should be completed. To date, the most performed ending was written by one of his contemporaries. But now, China is debuting a new ending to Turandot, and NPR's Louisa Lim met its composer in Shanghai.
Performing Puccini's Turandot in China is rife with political difficulties. Set in a mythical China, the opera tells the story of a tyrannical, bloodthirsty princess, Turandot, who has unsuccessful suitors for her hand beheaded. Partly because of this depiction of China, the opera wasn't performed here for almost seven decades. But when Beijing wanted to inaugurate its new, massive National Center for Performing Arts, officials decided to stage Turandot as the only Western opera set in China. And they wanted a new ending, written by a Chinese composer. They chose 36-year-old Hao Weiya, who was then studying opera in Italy.
When I think about it, I think it was my destiny, my fate. I wasn't scared because it was only a job, but I was worried about doing it well.
Hao set to work studying Puccini's texts and the opera for about a month. Then, in an astonishing 6 weeks, he penned an 18-minute long ending. This was then revised seven times, with help from experts from the Puccini Foundation in Italy. One big difference is a new aria he wrote for Princess Turandot. This aims to tackle the opera's main difficulty, how the cold-hearted ice princess Turandot can suddenly fall deeply in love with her suitor Calaf. The new aria aims to give psychological depth to Turandot's transformation, while trying to stay faithful to Puccini's original music.
We wanted to respect Puccini's style and finish the work in the same way. We didn't want my contribution to be completely Chinese, or completely modern, or completely different from Puccini.
The music from Turandot is known even among people who never go to the opera for the aria Nessun Dorma. In the traditional ending, this finishes the opera triumphantly. But Hao Weiya made a different decision. He decided to end with the traditional Chinese folk song, Jasmine Flower, which Puccini uses throughout the opera to foreshadow appearances by Turandot.
I put Jasmine Flower at the end of the opera because it's putting the most important character, Princess Turandot, at the end. I think that must be correct. In my last use of it, I made the tune of Jasmine Flower bright and glorious, like the last few words of the opera, love lights up the world.
Some see this opera as a Chinese reappropriation of Puccini's work. Hao Weiya's new ending was greeted with almost unanimous approval here. An extremely significant artistic feat, said one reviewer, Su Xiaozhong. But opera critic Andrew Moravchek, who's seen the performance twice, was more critical when we listened to the newly composed music together.
And that's a kitschy crescendo there. There's no other way to describe it.
So, I mean, this is sort of cinematic, isn't it?
Yes. Riding off into the sunset, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer all the way.
He describes the new ending as a noble effort that falls short, but is striking for what it represents.
There is a little bit in it that's modern, a little bit in it that seems traditionally Chinese, a little bit that's glitzy, a little bit that's commercial, a little bit that's very sincere, but in the end, it isn't coherent. And that's very much like China is today. It's on its way to trying to find a coherent identity, but it hasn't found it yet.
As Moravchek points out, this is a sophisticated and audacious production, especially for a country like China, with no tradition of Western opera. That it's come from almost nothing to a world-class production in just three short decades shows that China, in opera like in much else, has world-class ambition. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.